This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We have a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And of course, if you've been following along and monitoring and watching what's been going on, and who hasn't over the last 24 hours, 48 hours, 36 hours, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 months, leading up to this, totalitarian takeover, which is being addressed finally. Governors are supposed to be doing their jobs. They're not, in terms of protecting their, well, not all of them are. Many of your governors, where there is rioting to be had, and the whole thing has been going crazy since, you know, the unfortunate untimely death of a black man by a white police officer sparked all this. We're starting to get some semblance now of the president of the United States taking charge. He has to. He's forced to, because of the lack of response by the governors, including Gavin Newsom. Mr. Murphy, anybody? How about Mr. Pritzker? Or Kate Brown? You know, Braun, I'm sorry. Kate Braun, I missed it. In Oregon, their police are taking the knees. And of course, the reason is they don't have the resources to stop it. Nor maybe even the inclination to stop it. Since they fit right along the ideological lines of the terrorists themselves. It's really hard to not see that now. The lack of action on the part of these people, the promotion of the violence. They think that they think everybody should be comfortable with chaos, mayhem, and killing and murdering and raping and all that stuff. Right? I mean, if you're Nancy Pelosi, this is fine. Has she denounced any of it? No. Well, no, because it's in her interest. She wants this to happen. Gavin Newsom wants this to happen. It's all part of the plan to prove that the United States is a lawless nation. No laws for you. Of course, who's been creating the lawlessness, ignoring the laws, have been the very people that want to see this country descend into chaos. They support it. Look at the things that Nancy Pelosi represents and what she supports. Child sex trafficking. Human trafficking. You haven't seen her talk negatively about the drug problem in the North and all around the United States, which has been, you know, fentanyl brought in by China. You don't see her really addressing that issue, do you? No, because she represents them. She represents their interest. All those interests she represents. She doesn't represent anybody in the nation. No, it certainly doesn't represent her constituents in San Francisco. Oh, did I say San Francisco? Of course. She doesn't represent them. She doesn't represent me. She doesn't represent anybody in this nation at all. But she does represent the cartels. She's very happy to represent the radicalized Muslims. She's incredibly happy to represent Black Lives Matter and Antifa, right? What do you think this is all about? This is all about the overthrow of this country. And she represents it. She's just swell with that. The president is not, and he spoke yesterday. And boy, did he speak.
News alert now, the president taking a tough stand with the rioters, tweeting out the United States of America will be designating Antifa as a terrorist organization. But does he, in fact, have the authority to do that? Joining us now, Judge Andrew Napolitano, Fox News senior judicial analyst, and, of course, host of Liberty File on Fox Nation. Judge, good morning.
Good morning, Ed.
Yeah, we spoke to Andrew McCarthy yesterday. He was pointing out that this designation really is more about foreign terror organizations. The president's calling out Antifa as a domestic terror organization. Does he have the power to designate it? And maybe more important than that is what can be done to push back against a group like this that's fomenting violence?
Well, the Congress has only authorized the Secretary of State, and that means the president effectively, to characterize foreign organizations as foreign terrorist organizations. In fact, the statute is called the Foreign Terrorist Act. There's no authority for anyone in the federal government to characterize domestic organizations, no matter how violent they may be, as terrorist organizations. There'd be profound constitutional issues with doing that to a domestic organization. So if the president meant that as a legal argument, it's moot. If he meant it as a political argument, hey, everybody, be aware of what's going on. The federal government's going to be as tough as it possibly can be with those people. Well, that's an argument that can be made. The feds do have tools available to them. They can prosecute individual persons for acts of terror, which are defined as two or more acts of violence intended to intimidate the public or change the policies of the government. Clearly, if they have the evidence against a specific person, they could prosecute them for that. That they could also prosecute individuals who have crossed state lines, say, going from New Jersey to New York in order to commit a felony in New York by engaging in an act of rioting. Now, those federal prosecutions usually take a back seat to the state prosecutions because it's against the law in every state in the union to engage in rioting, which is described as two or more people wantonly destroying the property of a third.
Yeah.
So there are federal tools here. The crimes are different. You could be charged with both a state crime and a federal crime without the bar against double jeopardy interfering.
Judge, let's broaden the conversation in the last minute and a half we have beyond just Antifa. As you suggested, the president may have just been making more of a political designation that this Antifa, a far left group that's been causing chaos long before this, but appears to be piling on now. Talk about what we do legally in the legal framework of this country and within the framework of the Constitution to allow people to peacefully protest, yes, but stop this senseless violence, stop the looting, and bring back, as the president says, law and order.
Well, this is a nightmare for the police because the police, under First Amendment jurisprudence, which guarantees the right to assemble peacefully, the police have the obligation to protect those who do the assembling. So first the police are going to protect themselves, and then they're going to protect those who are lawfully there, which includes our colleagues in the media and those who are not bent on violence. But when suddenly someone in the midst of protected activity, peaceful assembly, engages in unprotected activity, violence against third persons or against the property of a third person, it's a nightmare for the police, A, to protect those who are being lawful, B, to remove from the group those who are engaged in violence, and C, to get evidence against those people. That's the most important thing, Ed. We don't have group guilt or group prosecutions in America. We only have individual prosecutions. So they may get somebody who threw a Molotov cocktail out of the group and in a police van. But if they don't have evidence that he actually did it, he's not going to be prosecuted, and he's going to be let go within 24 or 48 hours, only to come back to the spot where all this started.
Okay, so one of the things that needs to be understood, and Napolitano was right about everything he said, but he did not state that if this is declared a terrorist organization, it's a foreign terror organization. That's what the president did. Foreign help to overthrow this country through Antifa. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
People will see a great reduction.
Okay, what we're seeing,
ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
There was several arrests throughout the day. One of the violent suspects who was arrested, who has a big Antifa tattoo on his neck, was found to be carrying a cache of weapons, including a dagger, a switchblade, a hammer, and brass knuckles. As
Thank
if
you
that
very
wasn't
much.
Bad enough, once the climate strike
My fellow
was
Americans, my first and highest duty as president is to defend our great country and the American people. I swore an oath to uphold the laws of our nation, and that is exactly what I will do. All Americans were rightly sickened and revolted by the brutal death of George Floyd. My administration is fully committed that for George and his family, justice will be served. He will not have died in vain. But we cannot allow the righteous cries and peaceful protesters to be drowned out by an angry mob. The biggest victims of the rioting are peace-loving citizens in our poorest communities. And as their president, I will fight to keep them safe. I will fight to protect you. I am your president of law and order and an ally of all peaceful protesters. But in recent days, our nation has been gripped by professional anarchists, violent mobs, arsonists, looters, criminals, rioters, Antifa, and others. A number of state and local governments have failed to take necessary action to safeguard their residents. Innocent people have been savagely beaten, like the young man in Dallas, Texas, who was left dying on the street, or the woman in upstate New York, viciously attacked by dangerous thugs. Small business owners have seen their dreams utterly destroyed. New York's finest have been hit in the face with bricks. Brave nurses who have battled the virus are afraid to leave their homes. A police precinct has been overrun here in the nation's capital. The Lincoln Memorial and the World War II Memorial have been vandalized. One of our most historic churches was set ablaze. A federal officer in California, an African-American enforcement hero, was shot and killed. These are not acts of peaceful protest. These are acts of domestic terror. The destruction of innocent life and the spilling of innocent blood is an offense to humanity and a crime against God. America needs creation, not destruction. Cooperation, not contempt. Security, not anarchy. Healing, not hatred. Justice, not chaos. This is our mission, and we will succeed 100%. We will succeed. Our country always wins. That is why I am taking immediate presidential action to stop the violence and restore security and safety in America. I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military, to stop the rioting and looting, to end the destruction and arson, and to protect the rights of law-abiding Americans, including your Second Amendment rights. Therefore, the following measures are going into effect immediately. First, we are ending the riots and lawlessness that has spread throughout our country. We will end it now. Today, I have strongly recommended to every governor to deploy the National Guard in sufficient numbers that we dominate the streets. Mayors and governors must establish an overwhelming law enforcement presence until the violence has been quelled. If a city or state refuses to take the actions that are necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, then I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them. I am also taking swift and decisive action to protect our great capital, Washington, D.C. What happened in this city last night was a total disgrace. As we speak, I am dispatching thousands and thousands of heavily armed soldiers, military personnel, and law enforcement officers to stop the rioting, looting, vandalism, assaults, and the wanton destruction of property. We are putting everybody on warning. Our 7 o'clock curfew will be strictly enforced. Those who threaten innocent life and property will be arrested, detained, and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I want the organizers of this terror to be on notice that you will face severe criminal penalties and lengthy sentences in jail. This includes Antifa and others who are leading instigators of this violence. One law and order, and that is what it is. One law. We have one beautiful law. And once that is restored and fully restored, we will help you, we will help your business, and we will help your family. America is founded upon the rule of law. It is the foundation of our prosperity, our freedom, and our very way of life. But where there is no law, there is no opportunity. Where there is no justice, there is no liberty. Where there is no safety, there is no future. We must never give in to anger or hatred. If malice or violence reigns, then none of us is free. I take these actions today with firm resolve and with a true and passionate love for our country. By far, our greatest days lie ahead. Thank you very much. And now I'm going to pay my respects to a very, very special place. Thank you very much.
Of course, that was the President of the United States yesterday, getting the word out to governors and others, basically get your act together, right? It was kind of interesting the way this whole thing all played out. He then, does a walk to the church, the president's church, that some arsonist attempted to take down the night before. Interesting. This is as reported yesterday. We're going to play this. After he left the podium there, he starts to pay tribute to this church that was hit by the arsonist the night before. Here we go.
It won't take long. It's not going to take long. You see what's going on. It's coming back. It's coming back strong. It'll be greater than ever before.
He's standing out in front of the church right now. And he held up a Bible. You heard what his comments were. Sorry for the audio on this. It's a little over the top, but he was standing way away from the cameras. Sorry that he did this. Boy, I'll tell you that he hit it out of the ballpark. People are really, really appreciating the fact he did this. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Of course, what you're hearing right now is kind of interesting. Bad audio, but this is the president. He's left the White House and he's walking across the street.
Hey guys, we're moving back.
Right, actually, where the rioters were the night before. The rioting is still continuing in the area by Lafayette Park there. And what he was doing after he gave that speech in the Rose Garden is he's walking across the St. John's Church, the one that was torched the night before. This is a historic, epic moment, this president. To be so bold as to walk out in this area when it's still under fire.
Press.
So you're listening to the chaos that is following the president who is making this war. Hey, he's not backing down. Come on. Should any of you back up in the face of tyranny? Some assassin could shoot him right now. Yeah, he's walking solid. He's not backing down from these folks. Tyranny does not face him. He will dispatch the tyrants. And you need to also. You need to take the responsibility, the personal responsibility, to protect your freedoms, your God-given rights, by the way. That's your responsibility. Do not cower. Do not fear. That's what they want.
For those of you unfamiliar with News Now, this is live, raw, and unedited. That's why there's a lot of camera movement there, but we're certainly appreciative of the photographer out there showing us President Donald Trump walking the streets of D.C., said he's going to pay his respects to a very special place.
Trump and Jared Kushner. Obviously, the microphones are being squished around on the camera. We're getting very dizzy looking right now, actually. They're spinning around. They're walking with their cameras. They're supposed to be here on the tripod.
Guys, let's move over here to the corner.
Walking right down next to
it. Hey, guys. Mr. President, your thoughts right now?
So he's approaching the church right now, boarded up because of the fire. It's called, I believe, the garden area of the church. Now going to stand in front of the church. It's going to be an iconic picture. Go down in history. And the president took these steps to stop the tyrants, to stop the tyranny, to stop the governors who are in bed with these tyrants. I'm telling you, this declaration of Antifa as a terrorist organization has far-reaching ramifications. They're now considered an international terrorist group. Napolitano didn't mention that. The people who are contributing, even domestically, to this group are up for scrutiny. That's what he didn't say. He's now holding a Bible. He's now holding a Bible in front of the church sign. It says that the Reverend Rob Fisher is the rector.
Stay by.
What are your thoughts right now?
Join us. We have a great country. That's my thoughts. This country in the world. Great. We will make it easier. And it won't take long. It's not going to take long. See what's going on. It's coming back. It's coming back strong. It'll be greater than ever before.
You brought on this to further inflame tensions by using the U.S. military, Mr. President.
Standing in front of the
all
church.
All right, everybody. That's President Trump just outside of St. John's Church.
No, he's standing
church,
in front
right
of the steps
the
and,
from the White House.
Many of his advisors and the vice president are going to step up next to him, standing from the steps of the church, which is behind him. Everything is boarded up. The windows and the doors are boarded up. You can't have access.
Nice and safe.
Hold right here.
reporters starting to come around.
John, you have found this little...
So this is the state of affairs today. I think the it was an epic walk, and this is a turning point in American history. June 1st, 2020, will go down in history as one of the greatest moments in American history. Mark my word. Now listen, we're not done. There's a lot of work to be had here. There's a lot of things that need to be done. And you, and you, and you, and you, everybody out there has to take on responsibility to protect and defend your God-given rights. We are not going to let tyrants such as Gavin Newsom take those away from us. We are not going to be held hostage, as many of our places are in California, by terrorists. We are being forced to be in our own homes as looters destroy our communities. And next they're going to come for us if we don't stop them. We have a Second Amendment for a reason. Do we understand why we have a Second Amendment for a reason now? When we are hearing orders and cries from domestic terrorists such as Black Lives Matter and Antifa that they're going to go house to house in the rural communities and kill and destroy old white people. White people. I didn't say that. I reported it. Because they said it. They wrote it. This is what they're talking about. And then you've got La Raza and Mecha saying the same thing. That is terrorism. Domestic and international. This is war, ladies and gentlemen. We have a responsibility to protect our rights.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. It's kind of interesting to see what's going on all around the nation, isn't it? I mean, all the troubles that all of our states have. And, of course, if you don't have a responsive National Guard out there, and which should, you know, in many of these states should have been called in a long time ago. Shockingly, it wasn't. You know, you heard the president yesterday say he's calling. He has to call it. He has to call it. After all these days of rioting, the president has to come out and call it. You know, and I want to make this clear. That's not the president's job to call it. That's what he's saying. It's not my job to call this. It's the governor's job to call it. And they should have called it. They should have called it days ago. Many, when this thing started bubbling up and buildings started to burn, it was very clear that the police, because of stand-down reasons, allowed Antifa and other terror groups with international backing, George Soros. Get it? Do you get the kid? See, this is the thing I find interesting about Napolitano. Doesn't he understand that? He understands that this is an international law. You can't be used for domestic purposes. That's not the point. If they're violating the Insurrection Act, and they're not domestic terrorists, which clearly Antifa is not a domestic terrorist per se. They're also international. Hello? That's their problem. That's where the hook is. And what have we got? We've got cities ablaze. We've got weak and inept law enforcement. Now, clearly they're being dumbed down and not responsive like in Oregon, like in California. I have to say the LAPD is a little less tolerant from what I can see. And by the way, other areas as well. Other jurisdictions where you have strong sheriffs, I might add, in rural California, has been very responsive, very aggressive. And then there's the militia. Where is the militia? Is there a militia? What should we do? Dare we do something? How do you make the decision to bring in the militia? And what role do they play here? Right now, in the midst of this chaos, what role does the militia play? What is the history of militias? And how can they be interjected or injected right now? This is perfect timing for militias. Listen, everybody says, you can't do the militias. It's criminal. They're haters. They're this and that. Listen, if we did not have militias when this country was formed, there'd be no country. That's a fact. There is a role and a proper place to have a militia. And it's needed now more than ever in many of these states when they don't respond with the National Guard. So if the National Guard is not responsive, as it's been over the last week, it's not responsive because it's not called out, number one. And number two, they're told to stand down. We saw this in Ferguson. And the president's not going to let this happen again. But what happens in the meantime when you don't have a first of all, when they haven't been called out, and then when they haven't been responsive? Those are two different things, but they're one and the same if you don't do something as a National Guard to stop any of this. What do you do in the meantime? There's a no man, and of course, in this no man's land, literally, this void, this vacuum, guess who can fill it very quickly but the terrorists? Which is exactly what they're doing. And what are they doing within that? Now, this is their design I'm telling you about. When you have the blue states that are non-responsive with their National Guard, you open up that window of opportunity to have that void filled by the terrorists. And what they can do in that inside that void, they have an opportunity to ramp up the violence even more. And you've seen the progression of violence that's been developing over the last several days. When they started out as Antifa, when they went out and they deployed as Antifa on Friday, that was a really big red flag with the military, which, knowing that the president had invoked the Insurrection Act, they instantly deployed military assets, put them on notice, put orders out, and they were responding. The U.S. military was responding in less than an hour all across the nation. Hello? Why can't that happen with National Guard in states like California? That's the big question, isn't it? They're deliberately not being deployed. Why? Well, if they're not being deployed, what are we citizens to do? Now listen, here comes the COVID virus. We've all been dumbed down, right? Stay at home. Don't go out in groups. Don't meet in groups. Don't plan anything, because here come the revolutionaries and you don't need to have any meetings. So for months now, you haven't been meeting in your churches, have you, reverends, pastors, etc.? Because you've been playing into the trap. You have not been protecting our God-given rights now, have you? And that's perfect for the breeding ground to exist for these terrorists to come along and fill that void. Who stops that? Who's the stopgap between these times in which the National Guard has not been deployed? The militia.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715.
800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
You know, to prove the linkage of Antifa as an international terrorist organization, I'm looking at a memo done, you know, May 6, 2012. Sent Sunday, May 6, 2012. To McFaul, Michael, let's see, who else? Kircher, Hurley, and so is supervisors, blah, 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 blah. And what is this all about? It's kind of interesting. It also goes to Victoria Nuland. And then Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton. Subject, protest in Moscow, Russia update 5. Police sources report over 400 arrested today in connection with protest. More protesters are being detained around Mezhdan Square, with at least 30 arrested within the last 30 minutes. Echo, Moscow correspondent, reports police. Throwing protesters down on pavement face first and some beating taking place in buses holding detainees. Police are torturing right on the streets. The Ministry of Interior reports that around 20 police were injured today, and at least 3 of them requiring hospitalization. There are also reports of at least 6 protesters injured requiring hospitalization. I'm going to go on here because we're running short of time. Who was there? Who was there? A group called Antifa. Don't you find it interesting that Victoria Nuland and Hillary Rodham Clinton got this email? And of course they bring in the usual suspects, you know, the human rights people and things like that. Howard Solomon presented that. I just find it interesting. Very interesting. Oh, by the way, brought to you by WikiLeaks. So, Jay, do you think they had in mind that Antifa said around 1,000 aggressive protesters, including leftist and anti-fascist Antifa, remained in neighborhoods, various neighborhoods around the Ubrenik Cinema, according to Echo, protesters clashing with police still. It's right there, ladies and gentlemen. Gee, you think these Antifa folks in Moscow are related to the Antifa folks in Oregon or California or Minnesota? Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, and stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.